Seventh concert in 10 years. Turn your hearing aids up, everyone. Oh, no, I'm only kidding. Hey, they've been giving me a bit of hell in here about being a Collingwood fan. So, no, listen, the boys of Croon have been entertaining Hobart for years. There they are.
Oh, here we go. This is you guys driving around the town on the bus.
On the bus. Top of the bus.
They can't hear it,
though. Oh, sounds good. Who
well,
needs that
they're
when
back
we got
at the Theatre Royal and we've got them in the studio. Who's talking, boys? You're all about 3 metres back from the mic here. No one's getting... Oh, look out on you, income for...
You've got big boomy vices.
John X, what's going on? Number seven, is this the last?
I think it's number seven or number eight. Not yet. No, we'll...
Too old to count.
Depending on how we're going fitness-wise, yeah, it could be... We could still do it in wheelchairs. It's just cinema.
It's that sort of show.
We'll see how we go. But, yeah, no, it'll be next year about 10th anniversary. So we'll do a special show next year. But
okay.
This is the seventh, although I think it's the seventh show, but maybe the eighth season because we repeated the first one.
Mm.
It came back for return season the year after. It was so popular.
Right. Yeah.
Because no one else does entertainment like this. This
Thank
is that Vegas style
that.
Big band.
No,
dancers.
It is fantastic.
Football. See, we did football.
It's back football. To the Frank Sinatra days. Like, it's the full cabaret style show, isn't it?
It is.
With the beautiful... outfits and dancers and all the rest.
That's right. Glittering, like sparkly fringe skirts, all sorts of things. And the girls also wear some good costumes.
Yay!
boom, boom. Now, we've got an 18-piece big band. We've got the Croonettes. This year, we've got some backup singers.
Yep.
Baby Croon, three amazing voices that have joined us. So they're going to add that little bit of extra ping to the show. And, it's going to be great.
How old are they?
They're like 12 with hair. 12.
Really?
Hair.
That's why we call them
Might
Baby Croon.
Be.
Yeah. Oh.
They're 20-something, but they may as well be 12.
Oh, okay.
but it's great. They're around. Musically, they are top-notch. They're all from the Conservatorium of Music, so they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, nice. Mm. So what's this show about? The best is yet to come.
That's exactly what it's about. If the show's rubbish, we can say, well, we told you, the best is yet to come.
The interesting thing is... You think you've mined the mine dry, but there are always fantastic songs. We think, oh, what are we going to do this year?
Mm.
And then we start digging and have lots and lots of meetings about what we're probably going to do. And it's like, oh, my God, how have we missed that one? Mm. How have we missed that one? How have we missed that one? So it's full of just fantastic, wonderful, wonderful tracks.
Cover songs. Most of them, from what I've seen, are hit, like a smash hits, and you're reproducing them here in Hobart your way. It's a great show, isn't it?
Well, it's done in the big band style, and as well as finding every year we keep finding Sinatra stuff and Dean Martin stuff, and this year there's a bit of Harry Connick Jr. in the show.
Bit of Bublé.
And then the second act we got a bit of Bublé, because Bublé's done versions of all these songs.
With amazing arrangements. Special. He's just incredible.
And then we go a bit contemporary. When we say contemporary for us. As
I was going
like,
to say, what?
Yeah, things like Hard
bit
Rock
of
Cafe.
Yeah.
And Boogie Shoes. And Bad Habits. And all these... Like more modern songs from the Sinatra era.
And I have it on I've got my ear to the ground with the girls, the Croonettes, that they're dancing quite a lot this year.
They are. Yeah,
a lot of costume changes, I hear.
They earn their $7.
Why are you smiling so much, Sarah?
I don't know.
Because you're not in the show.
She doesn't have to do it.
Hey, look.
Sarah was in one of our shows.
I was.
Yeah, as a dancer.
That's the one way to get pregnant. You can go in the Croonette show.
Become
a Croonette. Well, no, not for you guys. That's a bit weird, the being that my uncle.
Let's not talk about that. Sarah, that was a big night, I'm told.
Yeah, still going through the courts.
I tell you what. But, you know, there's been some fantastic cover work done of a lot of great songs, hasn't there? And you blokes do it your own way, which I think's great.
We do. Like, we've got Matt Ives as our musical director. He gets the best arrangements around and tweaks them a little bit. Does the harmonies for us and just sort of makes it ping a little bit more. But, yeah, like you're talking Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, all this stuff, but you've got Michael Bublé and you've got Harry Connick.
Any Elvis guys.
We have done Elvis.
I'll tell you what, I listened to Honeymoon in Vegas yesterday, Elvis soundtrack done by everyone else.
Yeah.
Amazing how they can recreate some of those songs.
We did Viva Las Vegas 1 year,
10 years, mate.
How long?
Elvis.
We will.
Mick would like to be a guest.
No, I wouldn't.
Guest singer.
No, I wouldn't at all.
You can sing.
I don't care.
I
love singing at home.
No,
you have a good Sinatra sounding.
Thank you very much.
He does. He actually does. Now, how long does the show go for, and when does it start?
It's the 31st of August to the 3rd of September, so it runs Wednesday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And for the nanas that don't like to go out late, there's a 3 o'clock show on the Saturday As well.
And still got tickets available?
Yeah, but that matinee is starting to really sell fast. So if you do want to get to that Saturday afternoon show, jump in.
That would be after I put the flyer up at St Anne's Living. Yeah. Listen, no, it's going to be a great show.